I can repeat that the control or lawful keeping of records and registers is done by the internal control unit. It can also be done by the competent officer for protection of personal data from the Sector for Planning, Analytics, Cooperation and Information, as well as the authorized officers of the Agency for Protection of Personal Data in accordance with the relevant legislation. Records that have been prescribed are checked on a regular basis in relation to deprivation of freedom. Question 20 is about special training to be provided above the convention. Police officers, before they begin working for police structures, undergo several months of training covering international law, human rights, etc. But we have taken additional steps in order to provide additional information on police structures in Bosnia and Herzegovina and specialist training organized for them. So we asked if they received specialist training on this specific convention, and the answer was negative. Distinguished Chair and committee members, I will try to answer briefly to your question about registers of detained persons. As for the institutions for execution of criminal sanctions or places where convicted persons are detained, as we've indicated in our written replies, there's the law on execution of criminal sanctions, and the law prescribes the obligation to keep records. There are also relevant bylaws, like the Book of Records, where information on detained persons is entered. All those records are kept on a regular basis. The control of those records are conducted by specific departments of the Ministry of Justice. Those are inspectors, authorized inspectors, who can conduct an inspection at any time upon a request of an authorized official or in line of duty whenever they choose to do so. As for the free legal aid for injured party or victims, in the state of Bosnia and Herzegovina, we've been trying to adopt a piece of legislation at the national level since 2008. That draft law has been in the procedure since then. However, we failed to adopt it at the state level. However, there are laws at cantonal levels. There is a law in the Republika Srpska, and now we drafted a law on free legal aid for the national level. It's been adopted by one of the parliamentary chambers. Now the other chamber, the Chamber of Peoples, should adopt it, after which the law will enter into force. Upon the adoption of this law, it should be possible for injured parties in a criminal procedure at a state level to address the office that would be established under that law and seek free legal aid in the proceedings. As for disappearance of children and the provision of Article 25 of the Convention, there was a question of a distinguished committee members about the law in the Republika Srpska, whether it was the draft law or finalized law, that it's still being drafted in the Republika Srpska, so that we don't know what exactly that law will prescribe. As for the law of Bosnia and Herzegovina, I can say that we have made an omission. We will have to consider this question at the national level, and we will have to include it into the state level law when it comes to the provision of Article 25 from the convention. There was another question of whether violation of this obligation to run registers is a criminal offense. We have the criminal offense of improper work of an official. So we have some other criminal offenses of that nature, especially those that bring about certain damage for other persons, so that this will be probably that kind of offense, and it would be a criminal offense if somebody does not run those records properly. Distinguished Chair and committee members, our delegation provided questions, answers to your questions. So we remain at your disposal for further questions.
Thank you, Mr. Sarac. Thank you to the delegation for these comprehensive answers. And I now give the floor back to our two rapporteurs for another 10 minutes of request.